NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
United Nations Secretary General Font is holding a news conference in New York at this hour, at which he is to present his views on the Vietnam situation and the prospects for peace there. Font has recently completed a tour of world capitals that took him to New Delhi, Moscow, London, Paris, and Washington. The battle dispatches from Vietnam today contain a combination of Allied successes and enemy shelling. South Vietnamese troops have recaptured the palace grounds at Hue from communist troops. Some fighting continues along the south wall of the citadel. The Marine base at Khe Sanh came under one of the heaviest enemy mortar and rocket attacks of the war yesterday, and Saigon's Tan Son Airport was hit again. That story from Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
For the third time this week, Saigon's Tan Son Air Base was hit by a heavy rocket attack. 26 122-millimeter Russian-made rockets roared in on the base from the northwest. Four U.S. servicemen were killed and 32 wounded. Damage to aircraft was described as light. Six rockets overshot Tan Son Nhut. One exploded near the U.S. Army's 3rd Field Hospital, another near an officer's billet. One stray rocket impacted amidst Vietnamese homes. 11 Vietnamese were killed. Six others were wounded. Two Americans were injured by the blast off the base. Efforts to find and destroy the enemy launching sites have been made. But the area surrounding Tan Son Nhut, from which rockets could be launched, is too vast. Helicopters and jets attack once the rockets are launched, but this does not prevent a bombardment. U.S. infantrymen on a sweep north of the airfield Friday killed 10 enemy in 3 skirmishes. They found no rockets. Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
More news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. Why get rid of those 33,000 junkyards along our highways? Why not sign them with the names of far-out artists and declare them culture centers? No one could tell the difference, and they're a lot less ugly. But if it's real ugly you want, ever see a once-beautiful car wrapped around another once-beautiful car, intertwined with a once-beautiful bush? State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, is in the business of providing the money to get your smashed-up car restored to its original beauty, and they found a way to give that service for lower rates than most companies. But until someone finds a way to restore a crushed bush, we'd better drive cautiously, or we'll all be forced to look at what's behind those bushes. It could be a culture center.
For your car, and your home, and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Secretary of State Dean Rusk told a foreign policy seminar in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday the fighting in South Vietnam now going on may mean the war is reaching a climax. Rusk expressed the view that more hard fighting is ahead in South Vietnam's urban centers. He said the war will end only when North Vietnam accepts the fact that it cannot achieve its objectives. Military sources in Saigon are quoted today as saying U.S. commanders in South Vietnam have asked for another 50 to 100,000 troops. General William Westmoreland is pictured as feeling he cannot sustain a prolonged offensive without the additional manpower. General Earl C. Wheeler, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is in Vietnam, presumably discussing manpower needs and other aspects of the war. From Vientiane, capital of Laos, news that government troops have won back an outpost in southern Laos overrun by North Vietnamese regulars. A government announcement said 200 government and communist troops were killed in yesterday's battle. More in a moment.
VM, the voice of music, has invented stereo components for travelers. A component system as portable as an ordinary portable phonograph. Powerful solid-state amplifier, high-fidelity speaker system, great VM stereomatic record changer, all portable. The VM portable component system at your dealer's carry-out window.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
The Reuters news agency, quoting a source in Nassau, says a number of American Negro leaders are to meet on the island of Bimini next week in a Black Power conference. According to Reuters, the gathering will be hosted by former Harlem Congressman Adam Clayton Powell. Among those invited to attend, according to the news agency, Dr. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, Cassius Clay, Eartha Kitt, and H. Rap Brown. The International Longshoremen's Association has called off its boycott of copper imports, saying the ILA ban was the result of a clerical error. 60,000 copper workers in this country have been on strike for 7 months, but the ILA says it will not boycott copper shipments from abroad. Again, the top story of the hour, United Nations Secretary General Font has scheduled a news conference at this hour to report on the prospects for peace in Vietnam. Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when VM, the voice of music, brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 11:05, 23 degrees in New York, and partly cloudy. William Cornetta, the associate administrator of St. Michael's Hospital in Newark, told WNBC News this morning that admissions are running near normal at the strike-bound hospital. Some of the striking mechanics who have been off their jobs for 10 days have gone back to work. FBI agents and New York police are still hunting the thief who stole more than $100,000 worth of gems from an unattended but locked delivery truck at Kennedy Airport last night. Driver Roy Gonzalez of the Bronx said he was gone from his truck for 10 minutes while the gems were stolen. WNBC News reporter Art Rust Jr. is touring city sanitation facilities this morning with John Delurie, the president of the Uniformed Sanitation Men's Union. Reporter Rusk asked Delurie,
what is the purpose of this tour this morning?
This tour this morning is to prove that the position our union has taken over the years, the archaic, obsolete conditions that are in the Department of Sanitation, the public couldn't believe it unless you people convey the message back as you see it with your own eyes. I've been raising this cry over the years. Nobody heeded the cry.
Sanitation Men's Association President John Delurie talking with WNBC News reporter Art Rust, Jr. Governor Rockefeller today sent three proposals to the New York legislature. All deal with protecting the consumer. The major bill would require creditors to specify to consumers the exact cost and conditions of any credit that's extended. Three firemen are hospitalized in Wallingford, Connecticut this morning. The extent of their injuries is not known. Their fire truck was demolished in a collision with a New Haven railroad train early today. The WNBC temperature is 23 degrees and it's partly cloudy. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high from 30 to 35 degrees. Tonight will be cloudy and cold again, the low ranging from 15 to 20 degrees. The outlook for Monday, fair and cold. Now, repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 23 degrees. This is Mike Moss, WNBC News.
This is Ed McMahon. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly, and it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us, and being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. It's not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again. Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it.
Don't move, just leave your dial out of the ears monitor. Lean back and stay a while out of the ears monitor.
NBC's Monitor 68 and me, I'm Gene Rayburn. Upcoming Sport of Speed and later William Holden, good actor and good guy. The latest now from the Bob Crew generation, Moulin Rouge. Here it is.
Hey!
Next Monitor Sports brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. We'll hear Chris Economaki's report on auto racing after this from State Farm.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company, and that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, Chris Economaki.
The turbine car population at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway may well increase by six if Andy Granatelli has his way. The burly owner of the STP division of the Studebaker Corporation this week announced an arrangement with Cullen Chapman of Lotus Cars Limited of England for the construction of six turbine engine cars for this year's 500-mile race. The remarkable part of the announcement is that the cars will be powered by last year's engine, now ruled too large for racing by the United States Auto Club. However, Granatelli has the United States Auto Club in court on this issue and may win. Granatelli announced that the drivers for these cars will have all been Indianapolis winners, Jim Clark, Graham Hill, and Parnelli Jones. And down in Daytona Beach, Florida, rain spoiled the 125-mile qualifying races yesterday, but the field for the Daytona 500 tomorrow is a crackerjack field. With $200,000 in prize money and 190-mile-an-hour speeds in prospect, it'll be perhaps stock car racing's most exciting event. With us at our monitor microphone today is Darrell Derringer, one of the drivers in the 500. He's driving a 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner, and he's been running very fast. Darrell, what problems do drivers have at 190 miles an hour this year that they didn't have at 180 miles an hour last year?
Well, Chris, here in 1967, we run in the vicinity of 180 to 82 mile an hour drafting. This year, there'll be draft speeds over 190 mile an hour, and we're having trouble running side by side through the corner like we did in the past year.
What about the physical strain, Darrell? I noticed that during practice, the drivers are only going 3 and 4 laps and then coming in, where in the past, they'd stay out for 10 and 15 minutes. Is the strain on a driver much more than it used to be?
Yes, the strain this year on the drivers seem to be very critical, because you can even feel your cheekbones falling down and the skin around your face, and your arms droop a lot more, and your legs get tired and everything else. That's just from sitting in a seat, and the only thing you're doing is driving, but you still have a lot of centrifugal force on you.
What are you going to be watching out for the most when that green flag falls tomorrow, Darrell?
Well, both tire companies have did a wonderful job trying to design a tire to run the speed to 190 mile an hour. But we still don't know whether they'll run 100 miles, or gas stop, I should say, without having some failure. So right now, they're both each driver and each mechanic is going to have to watch what happens if the cars come in the pits before his own car does.
Well, Darrell, we know that when a tire blisters, the driver gets some warning. And when a tire chunks, the driver gets some warning. But what happens when a tire just plain wears out? Does the driver have any warning before it goes?
No, Chris, we don't have much warning if they wear out. And there is a possible chance they can wear out and still won't have any tire problems or maybe crash the car because of the Goodyear inner liner and the Firestone inner liner also.
Well, Darrell Derringer, it's going to be an exciting Daytona 500 tomorrow. We want to wish you and your crew the best of luck. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
Another report of the sport of speed auto racing from Chris Economaki tomorrow. And don't forget, there's also our new feature, World of Wheels, from Riverside, California, later today and tomorrow, too. So, our invitation reads...
Deep in step with Monitor.
On the Monitor Beacon.
Are you a young lady who's looking for a career which offers advancement, satisfaction, and travel? Such a career can be yours in the Women's Army Corps, a proud and important part of the Army team. You'll find that advancement is the rule, not the exception. You'll have the satisfaction of knowing that your job is important to your country, and you'll have the opportunity to travel throughout the free world. You want more details? See your local Army recruiter.
Every day is a special occasion on WNBC. And this is Big Wilson inviting you to rise to that occasion with me. The WNBC news staff and I will keep you in touch with what happened in and around New York while you were asleep. You keep in touch with me on Plaza 78866. Be a big listener and a big caller. Mornings from 6 to 9 on WNBC.
Monitor New York. WNBC New York. Monitor 68NB, I'm Ben Rayburn. Now, here's a monitor tip. If you've been driving through rain, sleet, or snow, and it's below freezing when you arrive at your destination, don't leave your car parked outside with a handbrake on. It can freeze in that position. Instead, leave your car in gear or the drive position and block the wheels if you park on a hill or incline. Now, here's a handy tip for the homeowner. Use a vice grip locking wrench to make hundreds of household jobs easier. Vice grip looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Now, once you've used it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. You want to drive screws into hard wood or pull headless nails? Easy as pie with vice grip. Do you need a clamp for holding pieces together while gluing, welding, or soldering? Vice grip is a clamp, a vise, a wrench, a pliers. You need to loosen rusty bolts. Vice grip locks on with a ton grip, makes turning easy. Vice grip is the handyman's friend, the non-handyman's lifesaver. Get a vice grip locking wrench under $3 at tool counters everywhere. But be sure the one you buy says vice grip right on the tool. Here's Petula Clark with Kiss Me Goodbye. Anything as important as a kiss needs a little warm-up first to establish the proper mood.
We choose it, win or lose it. Love is never quite the same. I love you, now I'll bless you. Don't feel bad, you're not to blame.
Thank you. Barnaby, we say, covers the weekend world, so it would have been possible for us to talk with our next guest at his house in Hollywood, or the one in Palm Springs, or his home in Switzerland, or his ranch on Mount Kenya in Africa. However, William Holden has simplified matters for us by coming to Radio Central, and we're delighted to welcome him, and we do so now. Welcome.
Thank you, Gene. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, before we go talking about your latest movie, The Devil's Brigade, Bill, I was just wondering, which of your homes feels most like home to you? You've lived all over the globe.
Well, actually, home is where the work is.
Not where the heart is?
No, it's been that way for a number of years. Actually, my real home is in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And I would consider my second home in Kenya,
yeah.
Africa. And actually, I'm only in the States about 6 weeks a year.
Yeah.
And
most of the time in Kenya?
Yes, most of the time in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
We have a game conservation program going on there with the Mount Kenya Game Ranch. And it's terribly demanding. It takes time to get the animals and collect them, do the research and study and...
Tag them and move them someplace. Sometimes you do that?
Well, actually, yes. Some of them are shipped out for zoological parks. Most of them we keep track of on the basis of studying migratory habits of the animals. And we're also in association with the ranch of the Wildlife Educational Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we take the school children through there and educate them as to the indigenous animals of East Africa.
How many American vacationers come to your place there? Are there many?
Yes, there are quite a few. Actually, last year, I think there were 36,000 American tourists in Kenya out of the 126,000 total of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good percentage.
It is. Kenya's an enormous place, isn't it, really?
Yes, about the size of Texas.
Now, Bill Holden, aside from living in so many parts of the world, you've shot pictures in many different parts of the world. Now, for instance, The Lion, that was shot in Africa, right?
Yes, that's right.
And Bridge on the River Kwai, was that in Malaysia?
Ceylon.
In Ceylon, yeah. Now, this latest one, according to our information, was shot all over the place, The Devil's Brigade.
Well, actually, basically, it was shot in Utah,
mm-hmm.
Here in the United States.
Is that in the southern part of the state?
Now, that's just outside. In the area that we were in was Alpine, which is close to Salt Lake City. It's
yeah.
In the Rockies.
Well, that's the ski areas near there, too.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful ski areas. Yeah. Unfortunately, we...
Yeah, we did shot this scenes, the training of the skiers?
That's right.
Yeah.
The troops were trained in that.
Well, one thing I must say about the film, the scenery in it was staggeringly beautiful. Now, how much of that was the American scenery?
Well, most of the mountain scenery that you see was shot here in Utah, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
That matched exactly the scenery down around the Cassino area of
mm-hmm.
Italy, in southern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Lea, Formia, and the various places that we shot in Italy. But we did two-thirds of the film here, and then the last third of the film was shot both in southern Italy and in England. There's very little of the English film left in the picture.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's remarkable because one can travel at 8,000 miles, and here we have Italy and the United States.
Yes, we do.
And
yeah.
It's the Maybe. Mountains match, the terrain matches, and it was an easy job in that respect to feel at home in both places.
The Devil's Brigade is based on a real story, isn't it? About a real guy who's still alive, I understand.
Yes, that's General Fredericks.
Yeah.
Yes, he's still alive. And he was the commanding officer of the 1st Special Forces.
Mm-hmm.
And they today are known as the Green Beret.
Yes, the Green Berets have really proved themselves. And I noticed that General Fredericks was the technical advisor to the picture. Well, Bill Holden, stick around, if you please. We have a few things to attend to here. Then later, let's talk some more about your exciting adventures.
5 years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, This is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps break up stomach gas, too. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero Massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Identifying music, we heard the David Rose Orchestra with High Chaparral, heard on monitor stations across our nation. For instance, WEIR serves Steubenville, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. I'm Gene Rayburn, and in 5 or 6 minutes, we'll be talking once again with actor Bill Holden.
Angela Lansbury, Broadway's Auntie Mame, visits Monitor later today on NBC Radio.